All right, I have a quick intro for you here. I'll play it, and then we'll get started.
This is Furry Jeopardy. I'm from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at AndrewCon 2023. And now, here is the host of Furry Jeopardy and the game show extravaganza, Kajani Lyon.
All right, thank you all so much. Thank you, my friend A.J. Rad, for doing that voiceover intro there. How many were here last year for this show? Some of you, okay, about half of you. I think we had more than 40 people try out. I think we had more than that this year, but it was a great success, and I'm thrilled to bring this game specifically back to AnthroCon. I debuted it here last year. Okay, so we already done our qualifiers. We have our three contestants. You guys know about the prizes. Those are the same as well. The winner of this will get a sponsor membership. You don't have to solve a bonus puzzle or anything like that. And the second and third place will get their choice between the iceberg plush and the con store voucher, okay?
Each one of us has won something.
Yeah, you are all winners just for making it this far, because that was a hard exam and you deserve something for that.
I have to mention the lineup here.
Yeah, that was... Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to have you guys all introduce yourself. Just say your name, maybe where you're from, where your persona is, and what's your favorite game show. Start with on the left. You have a microphone there.
My name's Nat.
Try to speak in your microphone, please.
Yeah. My name's Nat. I'm a sloth from Cincinnati, and my favorite game show, honestly, probably is Jeopardy.
Oh, awesome. All right, number two.
Sakonko the Fanda. I'm a green-red panda. I am originally from Massachusetts, but I now live in Western New York. And Jeopardy, I would say, is probably also my favorite.
All right, well, Western New York represent. Next.
All right, my name is Aaron C. Ecton. I'm from Washington, D.C., and AnthroCon was my first convention back in 2011, and this is my first time back since 2012.
Wow, so 11 years? That's incredible. Welcome back.
Thank you. And my persona is a wolf with some raccoon markings. And to be honest, I want to say my favorite game show has to be either Jeopardy or if anybody here listens to NPR, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
Wait, Don't Tell Me. All right. Okay, welcome to all three of you. Let's have some fun today. We have some very fun, furry-themed questions and answers for you. And we're going to get started with the regular Jeopardy round. There is one daily double among these categories. Okay, let me try to... I have to place the daily double in a certain spot, so it's not super easy. Okay, so basic rules, it's the same as the other game. The big red button is what you buzz in with. The most important thing, though, is after I read the clue, you cannot buzz in until the string of there's lights on both sides of the clue. When those lights come up, that's your cue that you can buzz in. If you try to buzz in early, you're going to get locked out for a split second, and you don't want that, just like on the show. Okay? Let's see the categories. We have Name That Con. First Science Facts. Now, the great folks at First Science, they run surveys here at AnthroCon and online, and all these clues will have to do with the results of those surveys, so test how well you know the fandom. Next one, we have Disney Sequels. Furry Rhyme Time. I brought back a favorite. So how this will work is the correct response in this category is two words, and they both rhyme. It'll make sense, I think, once we see one or two of the clues. The next one is Furry Crossword Clues T. How this will work, I'll give you a very short clue with the number of letters in the correct response, kind of like you'd see in a crossword puzzle, and everything starts with T. And the next one is Furry Spelling, the dreaded Furry Spelling. You must spell the correct response to each one of these answers. Okay, a lot going on in this first round. And we're going to start with player on the left. Dan, go ahead.
I'll take Disney Sequels for 200.
All right. Bernard and Bianca head to Australia in this 1990 film to rescue a boy and a golden eagle. Sukanko.
What is Rescuers Down Under?
That is correct, and you're on the board. Go ahead.
Disney sequels 1,000.
Oh, going to the bottom of the category for 1,000. Dan Castellaneta of Simpsons fame, not Robin Williams, voiced the iconic blue tritagonist of this 1994 sequel. Okay, that'd be Aaron.
Who is Jafar from Aladdin?
I need the full name of the movie, please.
Oh, then.
Nope, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, anybody else? Nat.
What is The Return of Jafar?
The Return of Jafar is right, the second one. And thankfully, Robin Williams did return in the third one.
I just remembered it was sequels.
Yeah, sequels, Disney sequels. Okay, Nat, your pick?
I'll do Disney sequels for 400.
Simba's family bonds get challenged as his daughter courts this outsider lion in Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Nat.
Who is Kovu?
Kovu, be still my heart. Good job. Next one. Yeah, you still have control. If you get it right, you get to pick the next one.
600.
All right. Lady and the Tramp fans had to wait 46 years for this 2001 sequel featuring the title dog's only son. Sukanko.
Who is Scamp?
I need the full name of the movie, please.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, anybody else? No one's going to buzz in? You're right, it was Scamp, but the movie is Scamp's Adventure. I needed the full title on that one. Sorry about that. Okay, who is Nat still got control? Go ahead, Nat.
All right, so let's just finish out the category.
Finish out the category? Oh! We found the Daily Double early, Nat. You're the only one with money at this point. You can wager any or all of your
$1,400. Wager 5. All right, let's wager it all.
Oh, true Daily Double. That's what we like to hear. Okay, Nat, for $2,800 if you are correct, or nothing at all, here is your clue in Disney sequels. 6 years after the original film, Ralph found a Wi-Fi router in the arcade and did this, the title of the 2018 sequel.
He broke the internet?
That is correct. Nice job. The way it's phrased, though, that's what he did. Did you not?
I did not say
okay. That. Okay, so I'll give you one warning, but from now on, you have to phrase it in the form of a question. But you obviously knew the correct answer. Okay, next. Go ahead, Matt.
Let's do furry spelling for 200.
Okay, remember you have to spell the correct response. The antagonist of Disney's The Rescuers shares this surname with a snake-haired gorgon of Greek mythology. Aaron.
Who is Medusa?
You got it. Nice job, Medusa.
Ooh, I thought you were going to time
up. Okay, back to the board. Aaron, your pick.
All right.
Your pick.
Let's do Furry Rhyme Time 200.
Had enough furry spelling with the one clue?
Yeah.
All right, Furry Rhyme Time for 200. I'll give you guys a little bit extra time on this just to get used to the clue. It's what happens when a stallion and mare end their marriage. Okay, Aaron?
What is a horse divorce?
That is correct. Nice job.
That was Nat.
I'm sorry. I said the wrong person. That is Nat. Aaron, I'm going to give you $200. Apologize about that. Okay, back to the board.
That was Nat who said it, though.
Yeah.
I thought I buzzed
in. Yeah, I said the wrong person.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give both of you $200. How about that?
Post mistake, error in your favor.
Yep, error in your favor, always. Let me make sure this is right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's Aaron's score is correct. There we go, now we're good. Okay, so who had their last correct response?
Nat did.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do Furry Round Time for 400.
A 17-foot-tall Maasai one might emit this after hearing a funny joke. People in the audience might know this. No guess? Nat?
What is giraffe lion?
That's right! Nice job! Maasai is a giraffe, and when he hears a funny joke, he might laugh. Very good. Giraffe laugh.
I love the giraffe here.
Okay, Nat, still your pick. You have a big lead.
Let's do a furry rhyme time 600.
A river mustelid who settles on land without right or title. Nat again.
I don't think we got
the lights. I hit the space bar. Sorry about that. Go ahead. So don't go.
What is an honor squatter?
That's right. Hey, y'all got one on Furry Rhyme Time. These are so much fun to write. Sokoko.
Furry Rhyme Time 1,000.
Going to 1,000. A mountain lion from southwest Arizona.
I know.
Okay, Nat?
A Yuma Puma?
Say it.
Yep.
Form a question. Careful. If you're speaking to your mic, too, please.
Sorry. What is a Yuma
Puma? That's right. Good job.
Sorry.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
Or actually.
Furry Rhyme Time for 800.
A bald seabird of royal magnificence. Oh. Aaron.
What is a legal eagle?
No, sorry, that's not right. Anybody else? Sukongo or Aaron? Time's up. You were so close. It's a regal eagle. Because royal, regal, yeah. Very close. Nice try, though. Okay. Let's see. Nat, you were last correct, so you get to pick.
Furry crossword puzzles, T for 200.
Okay, furry crossword clues, T for 200. Yertle species, 6 letters. Sokoko.
What is turtle?
Yertle the turtle, yes.
Who is Yertle the turtle?
Dr. Seuss?
Oh.
We're learning Dr. Seuss books now.
Oh.
Okay. Let's keep up the theming. Furry crossword clues, T for 1,000.
Going for 1,000. Fairy egg Pokemon. 6 letters. Sokoko.
What is Togepi?
That is right. Good for 1,000.
All right. Let's go up the category. 800. Furry crossword clues team.
Bad guys hacker. 9 letters. Sokoko again.
What is tarantula?
Tarantula is right. You're good in this category. You have half of Nat's score now.
Furry crossword 6.
Warner Brothers canary. 6 letters. Nat.
Tweety? Or who is Tweety?
Who is Tweety? Good. Corrected yourself. Okay, Nat?
Furry crossword puzzles, T for 400.
Okay, finishing the category. Hiccup's Dragon, 9 letters. So go.
Who is Toothless?
Toothless is right. I heard a cacophony on the buzzers there. Y'all knew that one. Okay, you're next.
Let's go furry spelling for 4.
Okay, back to spelling. At up to 17 feet tall, this species of African herbivore is the tallest in the world. Aaron.
What is a G-I-R-A-F-F-E?
That's right, and that actually showed up on the screen earlier, so if you remember how to spell it. Okay, next.
Let's stay with furry spelling 600, please.
At level 36, Charmeleon evolves into this dragon character, its final form. Sokonko.
What is C-H-A-R-I-Z-A-R-D.
Nice job, Charizard. Okay, you're up 3,200.
All right, furry spelling 8.
For 800. It's the state you'd be in if you were attending Mephit Furbeat in the city of Olive Branch. Aaron.
What is M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
You got it, nice.
Wow.
Aaron, you're working your way out of the hole. You guys are getting an A-plus on furry spelling so far, I gotta say. Aaron, your pick.
All right. Actually, let's finish out furry spelling.
Yeah, I think you like that category. Known as the muscle, the most passionate and temperamental member of the bad guys gang is a fish of this species. Aaron.
What is an S-H-A-R-K?
No, that's not right. Anybody else? Sukongo?
P-I-R-H-A-N-A?
That's not right either, sorry. Aaron, do you want to give it a shot? No? I'm sorry, Nat. Yeah, sorry about that. Nat, do you want to give it a shot? No? Okay, yeah, this is a very hard word to spell. Even I have problems. Okay, hold on. Okay.
P-I-R-A-H-N-A.
No, that's not right. It's N-H-A. P-I-R-A-N-H-A. Piranha. Tough one. That's why it's a $1,000 clue.
Okay,
I'll...
I'm sure it's right, yep.
That one, I haven't seen it back.
Okay, we have 2 categories left, and Aaron is actually your pick.
All right, let's go for Name That Con for 200.
All right. Although AnthroCon was held in the City of Brotherly Love for several years, this late summer con started there in 2017.
Oh, my.
We had a question about this earlier, maybe. Aaron?
Oh, I remember now. What is Furry Delta?
You got it. Nice job. Okay, you can get out of the hole, Aaron. You can do it.
All right.
I believe in you.
All right, let's go for Name That Con for 600.
Out of Canada's four current conventions, it's the one that geographically located, that is geographically located, furthest west. So, Conco.
What is Canference?
No, not right. Anybody else want to give it a shot?
I'll try.
Aaron.
What is Vancouver?
That is right. Very good. Just a little north of me in Seattle, where I'm from. Seattle, where I'm from. Okay, Aaron, you have your pick.
All right. Let's go for Name That Con 800.
Currently, the largest Asian con by attendance is in the Philippines, but this one, held in Taiwan, is second largest. No one's going to guess this one? Anybody know it?
Infernity.
Infernity is right. Nice job.
It's a con book, too.
Oh, it is? Oh, there you go.
It's on ad for it.
Pays to read the con book. Okay, back to the board for Aaron.
Yep.
All right. That's one I didn't know. Name That Con for 400, please.
Australia has three annual fur cons, but this one, held on the country's Gold Coast, is the most well-attended. No guess on this one? Okay, Aaron.
I remember the acronym of FDU, which I want to say is like Furries Down Under.
No, I can't accept that. Sorry. Anybody else?
Okay.
What is Furries Down Under?
No, sorry. Can't accept that either.
Darn it.
Yeah. Aaron, I'm sorry. Matt, no guess?
No.
No, okay. It's actually Furdue is the official name of the chaos. Furdue, you guys, and you also didn't say it in the form of a question,
yeah,
so we'll just continue. Aaron?
That's what I get for trying to steal from you.
Oh, well.
Let's
finish out the category. Name That Con 1,000, please.
Okay. This U.S. con has played on its initials with themes such as Legalize Awu and the Curse of Awubis. No guesses? On the other side of the country from here, it is, you know it?
Anthro Weekend, Utah.
That's right, Anthro Weekend, Utah, AWU.
Okay, I should have.
Okay, we've avoided Fur Science Facts, hopefully it's not for a reason. Aaron?
All right, let's start with 200 on that one.
All right. Fender approves of the fact that a recent study ranked this as the most popular furry art site, website. So, Coco.
What is Fur Affinity?
That is right.
I got my picture with him last year.
Yay! Fender's awesome. Okay, next.
All right, 400.
Gotta go fast. This video game protagonist was cited most often as the one who got furries interested in anthro characters. So, Coco.
It was Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's right.
I don't know how that was, the cheapest. All right, 600.
In a 2020 survey, more furries said this 90s Disney film was their gateway into the fandom than any other. So go again.
What is Zootopia?
No. Make sure you read the question.
Oh, you're
Nat
right.
And Aaron. Nat?
What is the Lion King?
The Lion King. The Lion King has to be the answer to at least one thing in this game. Okay, two clues left for Nat.
800.
Okay. In a survey of hundreds of canine fursonas, Husky was the most popular specified breed, followed by this. Aaron.
What is the German Shepherd?
German Shepherd, you got it. Okay, you're out of the hole. You have zero. You're
finally out of the hole.
I thought
Okay, Aaron, let's see if you can get on the plus side with this last clue. First Science Facts for 1,000. In a recent international survey, it was revealed that this animal is the fandom's most prevalent fursona species. Now, if you get this wrong, it's 1,000. Sukonko.
Is it a fox?
No, it's not a fox. Anybody else? Most popular fursona species, no one want to guess? Sorry, I cleared the question there.
Is it a wolf?
It is a wolf, yes. It was one of the two. You guys knew it.
Oh,
darn. Okay, well, let's see. Aaron, you're not in the minus anymore. That's a good thing. Tukonko, you have 200. Nat, great first round. You have 5,600. Let's move to Double Jeopardy. But the dollar values are doubled, and there are two daily doubles, so it's still anybody's game. I think these categories, hopefully they are to your liking. Here they are. Okay, we have European capitals. Sorry, I messed up. Only one European capitals. Mario video games. These will all have to do with the video games in the Mario universe. We have next. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Every clue in this category will have to do with one of those three animals. Next. Animated singers. Is Beaton here? No? Beaton's not here? Beaton wrote the clues of this category. Thank you, Beaton. Next one is furry anagrams. Okay, so in this category, there's going to be a part of it that's in quotation marks. And if you rearrange the letters in the quotation marks, the clue is in there somewhere. So that's the anagram part, okay? Next one, and finally, in the spirit of this convention and the theme, we have Spirit of Pittsburgh. All of the clues will have to do with this great city that we call that calls AnthroCon home. Hey. We're going to start with the player in third place, Aaron.
All right.
Go for it.
Let's start with Spirit of Pittsburgh for 400.
All right. Shiver Me Timbers. This Major League Baseball team has 5 World Series wins since their founding in 1882. Sukoko.
Who are the Pittsburgh Pirates?
That is right.
Don't even watch sports. Lions for 1,200.
Lions? Well, it might not be lions, but this most common tiger subspecies can be found primarily in India, Nepal, and Cincinnati during the NFL season. So, Konko.
What are Bengal tigers?
Bengal tigers is right. You got another sports question right. Okay.
Mario for 2,000.
Mario for 2,000. Going to the bottom of the category. The lovably furry Cat Mario and Meowser were introduced in this 2013 game for the Wii U console. Sukonko.
What is Super Mario 3D World?
You got it for 2,000. Look at that. All of a sudden, you have
$3,800. Super Mario 3D World.
Mario for
1,600. Mario for 1,600. Oh! Well, Sukonko, you are on a roll. You are catching up to Nat here quickly. How much do you want to risk? How comfortable do you feel in Mario video games?
2,000? Yeah.
Okay. So if you get this right, Sukonko, you will be in the lead by just $200. Let me put the money in, make sure it's right.
I don't need to buzz in
now. No, you don't need to buzz in. This is all you. Okay, here is a clue for $2,000 in Mario video games. Some much more difficult to obtain than others, this was the total number of collectible power stars in Super Mario 64.
Wish I went all in. What is 120?
120 is right. Good job. And you have the leads. Close game now.
Let's keep going up, Mario. 1,200.
Debuting on the Nintendo 64, this spin-off subtitles included The Thousand-Year Door, Sticker Star, and The Origami King. Sukonko.
What is Paper Mario?
Paper Mario is right. Wow, $7,000.
Mario for 8.
Bowser Jr. was introduced in this 2002 GameCube title, only the second ever 3D Mario game. Aaron.
What is Super Mario Sunshine?
You got it. Someone other than Sukonko can bust in. And you have $800, Aaron. Keep it on the plus side. Go for it.
Let's finish the category. Mario video games 4, please.
Players chose between Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Princess as playable characters to defeat Wart in this 1988 NES game. Sukonko.
What is Super Mario Brothers 2?
That's the one. All right, good job in that category, everyone.
Okay.
What's next?
Lions for 2,000.
Okay. Also called Transvaal, the largest lion subspecies is named after this national park in South Africa. Yes. That national park is Kruger National Park. The species is called Panthera leo krugeri.
Wow, never heard of it.
Okay, Sukonko, still your pick. We still have one daily double up there.
Lions for 16.
The two largest bear species are the polar bear and this subspecies of brown bear named after Alaskan islands. Nat.
What is Kodiak?
That is correct.
Yeah,
Kodiak.
Good job.
Okay, only $200 difference.
I was going to guess Aleutian.
Oh.
Okay, Nat, your pick.
Let's do lions, tigers, and bears for 800.
Darker maned lions also tend to display more aggressive behavior due to increased levels of this hormone. Sukonko.
What is testosterone?
You got it.
Fish category.
Although classified as a carnivore like all bears, 99% of this Ursine species diet is bamboo. Nat.
What
What is a panda?
Panda is right. Nice job. We have a back and forth battle here between Nat and Sukonko. Go ahead, Nat.
Let's do Spirit of Pittsburgh for 800.
This Pittsburgh company first sold ketchup in 1876 and now sells approximately 11 billion packets of it per year. Aaron.
What is Heinz?
Heinz is right.
Yeah.
11 billion. I can't even imagine. That's a lot of french fries. Okay, Aaron.
A lot of anything that eats ketchup.
Yep.
Spirit of Pittsburgh, 1200.
Visitors can see King Friday, Lady Elaine, and other puppets from this beloved TV show at the Pittsburgh Children's Museum. So, Coco.
What is Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
You got it. Nice job.
Oh, yeah, he did. A before I.
Oh, I... Okay, I must have. I did it right in the toss-up, but I didn't do it right
there.
Thank
you for putting that clue earlier in the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I'm testing your guys' memory. Okay, Sukonko, your pick.
I guess let's keep going. Spirit of Pittsburgh.
All right, 1600. Emigrated to Pittsburgh at age 12, this 19th century steel magnate has a library, university, and museums named after him. Nat.
Who is Carnegie?
That's right, Andrew Carnegie.
Okay.
That is so close. $200 again separates our leaders. Nat, your pick?
Let's finish out Spirit of Pittsburgh.
All right. This Pittsburgh neighborhood, sharing its name with a rodent, is home to Chapel Hill University. Aaron.
What is Squirrel Hill?
You got it. Wow, that was a tough one. I thought you had to be super local to get that one.
The only reason I know it is because if you travel into Pittsburgh on a bus, at least from cities east, you travel through a tunnel
Squirrel
that goes
Hill
under
tunnel.
That neighborhood.
Yep. Yeah. It's technically Squirrel Hill North, right?
No.
No.
It is Chatham.
Oh, it is Chatham? Okay, sorry. I thought
Chatham.
It was Chatham.
Well, he got it anyway.
He got it anyway. Yeah. Thank you for the correction. Okay, Aaron?
Maybe you're thinking of University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I thought
in any case, let's do furry anagrams for 400,
oh boy.
Please.
Okay. All right, remember, look at the part in the quotation marks. Nobody knows exactly where this rabbit from a 1942 Disney film lived, but it could have been in a perm hut in the forest. Nat.
Who is Thumper?
That's right. Nice job.
I almost got that.
You rearranged perm hut. You got T-H-U-M-P-E-R.
Yeah, you
okay.
Beat me to it.
And Nat just took the lead there.
For 800?
Anagrams? For 800?
Yeah.
Okay. For his criminal mind, this main antagonist from the Great Mouse Detective got an A rating. Sukonko.
What is Radigan?
That's right. Radigan. The baddie from that movie. And Sukonko, you're in five figures. What's next?
Animated Singers 4.
Okay, trying that category. Shakira lent her vocals and her hips to the song Try Everything from Zootopia as this one-named in-universe pop star. Sukonko.
Who is Gazelle?
Gazelle is right.
Animated Singers 8.
Treat You Better singer Shawn Mendes performed the scaly title character of this film based on a children's book. So go on, go again.
Who is Lyle Crocodile?
That's right. Increasing your lead.
Thanks for the trailers advertising that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet. Keep going, 1,200 singers.
This Illumination sequel featured the acting debuts of Halsey as Portia Crystal and Bono as Lion Rock star Clay Calloway. Sukonko.
What is Sing 2?
Sing 2 is right. You're really good in this category. You got them all so far. We still have a daily double up there.
Yeah, singer 16.
Billy Joel got into his New York state of mind to play the charming pickpocketing mutt Dodger in this Disney classic. Sukonko.
What is Oliver and Company?
That's right. Wow, can we have a clean sweep? This is his category, obviously.
Finish it.
All right, can you get all five? 1962's Gay Puri was the only voiceover performance from this legendary singer best known for her role in The Wizard of Oz. Nat.
Judy
Garland is right. Nice job. Okay, two players in five figures now. Nat.
Let's do furry anagrams for 1,200.
Okay. This DreamWorks character didn't threaten foes with poison stubs, but rather his quick wit, sharp claws, and trademark sword. Nat.
Puss in Boots. Or who is Puss in Boots?
Okay, you corrected yourself in time. You're good.
Ooh.
Yeah, poison stubs, rearranges too, puss in boots. Next.
Let's do furry anagrams for 1600.
Like Nothing, this 1994 animated film won 2 Academy Awards, Best Original Song and Best Original Score. No. You know how hard it is to anagram The Lion King? Like Nothing.
All right.
Matt, your turn.
Let's finish out the category.
Okay, is the Daily Double there? No, it's not. Dopey Crooked Wow, this animated avian and mascot of Universal Studios celebrated his 80th birthday in 2020. No guess? I heard a Woody Woodpecker. 80 years old.
I guess that makes sense.
Okay, we have one category left, European capitals, and the Daily Double is in there somewhere. Nat, your pick.
Let's do 400.
Okay. Dance a jig, enjoy a pint of Guinness, and visit St. Patrick's Cathedral in this Irish capital. Soconco.
Where is Dublin?
That's right.
Whew. Hey, I'm Irish. I should know that, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Pardon. 800.
Known for its famous wall, you can also find the Holocaust Memorial and Brandenburg Gate in this historic city. Soconco.
Where is Berlin?
Berlin is right.
I'm also part German. 1,200.
Popular foods in this capital city include the country's namesake waffle and a certain type of sprout. Aaron.
Where is Brussels?
Brussels, Belgium is right. Good job, Aaron. Okay, Aaron, let me clue you in on something. There are 2 clues left in this game, and there are 1 Daily Double between one of those clues. Which one would you like?
16.
16? Yes, the one. Okay, well, you're behind by quite a bit, but you can narrow the gap. How do you feel about European capitals? Remember, there's only 1 clue left after this one.
I'm going to go 3,600.
36. Not quite all in, but almost. 3,600. Okay, so for 8,400, if you are correct, here is your clue in European capitals. Europe only has 3 capitals with 4 letters, Rome, Oslo, and this R city containing a third of Latvia's population.
Latvia, where is Riga?
Riga is right. Good job. Nice job. Oops, hold on. Okay, it was 8,400. There you go. Nice job, Aaron. Okay, you're back in this game, and we have 1 clue left. And it's European capitals for $2,000. And bring it!
Bring it.
Got a Sam Buttry fan out there. Okay. This hilly coastal city is home to São Jorge Castle, and with a 2,700-year history, is the second oldest European capital. Aaron.
Where is Lisbon?
Lisbon, Portugal. You got it. Everyone has 10,000 or more. Wow, what a game. This is the first time, Aaron, that was an incredible comeback. This is the first time I've hosted this game at other cons, too. No one has ever, all 3 players have never been over 10,000 going into Final Jeopardy. That is awesome. Good job, guys. Okay, how this is going to work, I have Final Jeopardy wagering sheets here. I'm going to write your names on them.
I was almost hoping for Budapest to be one of the capitals. But, oh well.
Oops.
You and I heard Budapest very differently.
Okay, guys, here is the Final Jeopardy category, all right? And this is going to be very important for your wagers, because all 3 of you are definitely in this game. The category is... Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Douse it.
Nobody saw that, right?
I didn't look.
4 cons around the world. Nobody possibly read that. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys the wager sheets. You're going to write your name on it. And I'm going to have you guys kind of go to one ends of the table. You guys obviously wouldn't cheat, but just so you're a little farther apart. One on the end, one on the other end, and one in the middle. Okay, so the scores are Soconco, you can write the scores down if you need to do math. Soconco, you're in the lead with 15,400. Nat, you're in second place with 12,800. Aaron, you are in third with 10,400. Those are the scores. So I'll give you a little bit of time to write your wagers. Now, the most important thing is once you write something on that wager line, you cannot change it.
So, category was?
Oh, fur cons around the world. So yeah, once you write something on the wager line, that's what it is. You cannot change it. If you change it, you're disqualified. And let me know when you have your wagers written. Good? Okay. I think Aaron is still figuring his out.
I've got mine.
You got yours? Okay.
I've got yours. I mean, I've
got
yours.
Nerves.
Nerves as well.
Okay. So remember, all three of you guys are winners no matter what happens here. And so the clue is already on the screen. I'm going to read it, and once I finish reading the clue, you'll have 30 seconds to which you write your response. There's a little line there that says, you know, what is. Good luck to all three of you. Here's the clue. It's coming. There it is. Okay, hold on a second. We will get it right.
What are two lions surfing?
Oh, really big. I got it too up here. I just got to make it a little smaller. There, now it finally rescaled, but... There you go. You'll have a little bit more than 30 seconds to think about it. Got to fill up the podium, too. There we go. Ta-da. Okay. The Southern Hemisphere's largest con is Australia's Furdue, but this country's con, with 872 attendees in 2022, is second largest, so we need the country. All right, 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Thank you, Cirrus, for collecting those. All right, okay, we're going to start with the player in third place. That was Aaron, who had $10,400. Let me find his thing here. Okay, here it is. All righty. Aaron, you said, so we're looking for the Southern Hemisphere and the country with the second largest fur con after Furdue. You said, what is Malaysia? That's in the Southern Hemisphere, and that was a very good guess, but actually that's not right. So you're going to lose your wager here, and it was $4,400, so that didn't, it's not everything. It's $4,400, that'll drop you down to $6,000. Okay, now we're going to go to the player in second place. That was Nat with $12,800. And Nat wrote, what is New Zealand? Got another good guess, but that's actually not right either. So Nat's going to lose some money. Nat wagered $5,000. So Nat stays in second place for the time being with $7,800. So Sukonko, it comes down to this. If you got this right, no matter what happens, you're going to be our Furry Jeopardy champion.
I think I may have won just by wager alone.
Well, no spoilers. Sukonko, you wrote, what is Brazil? Brazil is the right answer. You got it. Brazil Fur Fest. Yeah, Brazil is a large country, and they have Brazil Fur Fest, and they are the second largest. Great job. So, you're going to be our Jeopardy champion. The only question is, what's your score going to be? You wagered $2,400. Even if you would have got it wrong, you would have won. You have $17,800, and you are the Furry Jeopardy champion. Congratulations. Sukonko, you win a sponsor membership to AnthroCon next year. And, of course, Nat, second place, would you like the plush or the Countstar voucher?
I'll take the plush.
The Plush, okay. You get Iceberg, and Aaron, you got the voucher. Make sure you go there before 4 o'clock tomorrow when the dealer's room closes. Or is it noon? Or does anyone know for sure? I thought it was 4, but maybe that's wrong. It is 4. Okay, make sure you get there before 4. All right, that was Furry Jeopardy. Thank you so much, everyone who stuck around to the end here at Game Show Extravaganza. Have a great rest of your time.